you ask is selling you the virus and the narrative. The ones that are unlawfully looking to take control of your lives. The same foxes that are guarding the chicken coop. Let me explain. We now know that the head of the WHO, the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, is the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, influenced director general of WHO. Yet, he isn't even a trained medical doctor. Furthermore, he is also a member of the Marxist-Leninist Ethiopian political party known as Tigray People's Liberation Front, otherwise known as TPLF, which ruled Ethiopia for the last 27 years and some have listed as a perpetrator of terrorism. We know that Dr. David Nabarro, the WHO's special envoy on COVID-19, tells Andrew Neil, "We really do appeal to all world leaders, stop using lockdown as your primary control method." This all in the face of the CDC's statistics changing time and time again. Maybe this is the reason that Jason Jones, after he found that the mainstream media and their useful idiots were out propagandizing lies and driving fear of the virus and lying about the numbers of people showing up at a Hawaiian clinic. While the mainstream media was broadcasting long lines awaiting their vaccinations and in hopes of finding an empty hospital bed, only to find for himself what the big ado was all about. There he found not a single person. Friends, not a single person.
I don't blame this poor woman. Her CEO should be in prison for taking our money and lying about lines. There are no lies, sir. I just want to know why Urgent Care doesn't want me to document they're lying on the news about being overwhelmed with lines and testing all these people. They're taking state money and they're not testing anyone. I've been watching this. Everyone that comes to be tested, they send away.
Or what of Fox News contributor Todd Starnes, who went to visit a hospital in Brooklyn, New York, where the mainstream media was reporting that hospitals were being turned into war zones? It has been said that a picture is worth a thousand words. How much more a three-minute video?
This is Todd Starnes, and this is here in my downtown Brooklyn neighborhood. You know, they've been telling us that the hospitals here in New York City have been turned into war zones. And I thought it would be good to get out today and to show you what's happening, at least in my neighborhood. This is outside of our hospital. Here in Brooklyn, this hospital serves thousands and thousands of people. Now, this is the line to get tested for the coronavirus right here. This is where the line starts. And folks, I'm here to tell you, at this very moment, not a single person is in line waiting to get tested. This is the emergency room. And you would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell, there are no people here. So this is the hospital, so let's go around and let's see if there's anything happening at the front of the hospital. So this is the front of the hospital, and as you can see, there are not thousands of people trying to get into the hospital as the mainstream media has been telling us. And it seems to be fairly quiet out here for the time being. So I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, why is an entire city of 8 billion people on lockdown and there's nobody in line waiting to get tested? Why is that?
Do you remember that the Tanzanian president, John Magufuli, discusses with the people of his country the massive fraud taking place on a global scale with the coronavirus and its fraudulent testings? He said, "We took samples from goats. We took samples from sheeps. We took samples from pawpaws. We even took samples from car oil. And we took samples from other different things," he said. "And we took the samples to the laboratory without them knowing, and we even named all of the samples. Like the sample from the car oil, we called it Jebel Hamaza, 30 years old, male, and the result came back negative. When we took the sample from a jackfruit, durian, we named it Sarah Samuel, 45 years old, female. The result came back inconclusive. When we took the samples from pawpaw, we named it Elizabeth Anna, 26 years old, female. And the result came back positive that it had the coronavirus. That means, he said, the liquid from the pawpaw is positive. We took
samples
from a bird type called care. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Can somebody online do me a favor, please? Can somebody get a calculator or someone that's really good at math? Can somebody calculate the numbers that I'm going to kick off to you, please, and then share it with me on live chat or even call in? That call-in number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. Acts 4:12. Somebody please get a calculator or write these numbers down. I want you to see this. And the reason I want you to see this is because this is how this all works, and it's how it's been working. And what's worse is the American people know this is how it works. The Ukraine received from America support to date. I want to tell you the numbers here, okay? Thus far, the American people have provided, okay, again, no constitutional support whatsoever. Your said representatives are doing at will whatever it is that they want to do without accountability. Do you know that your government has laid to you and to your children the equivalence of $65.9 billion? Did you know that? $65.9 billion. Now, hopefully somebody's got a computer and they can go ahead and add this up for me. Go ahead and add $92 million plus $89 million plus $86 million plus $66 million plus $82 million plus $71 million, plus $41 million, plus $62 million, plus $20 million, plus $77 million, plus $42 million, plus $38 million, almost done, plus $61 million, plus $17 million, plus $63 million, plus $74 million, plus $33 million, one more, plus $42 million. Can somebody give me that total, please? The numbers that I just gave you. I'm going to go ahead and put this up on the screen. You ready for this, friends? Out of the $65.9 billion that your government said representatives have stolen from the taxpayers of America today, have given that money over to a Nazi sodomite for his military buildup. And I'm talking about none other than Zelensky over in the Ukraine. Now, this is what I want you to see. Can somebody give me that total, please? Okay, so it's six. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Cooper C., you just highlighted the numbers that I have, but I'm asking for this kickback. I want you to see who stole the money. Joe Biden gave $92 million. Out of the $65.9 billion, Joe Biden got $92 million in the process of selling out the American people. Do you understand? When they steal your money, just like big pharmaceutical companies, the reason the politicians are playing the Judas to you, Luke 22:48, is they get money, they get kickbacks, right? This is the money that was given to Joe Biden for stealing our money and then sending it over to Ukraine. No, but just wait a second. Coke trafficking, literally, Mitch McConnell, Mr. Anti-Drug, busted trafficking over 90 pounds of cocaine on the Ping Mei, his in-laws' ships. He made $89 million betraying the American people out of that $65.9 billion. This isn't a joke. Nancy Pelosi made $86 million under the table by selling you out, Americans, and aiding a sodomite Nazi named Zelensky. Chuck Schumer made $66 million. This is what they took home from robbing your coffers and giving it to foreign countries. Okay, Lindsey Graham, another one, folks. Another Judas, $82 million he made off of betraying the American people. I'm just going to keep driving this until you understand what's going on here, friends. Okay, don't be like the generations before you that looked the other way. Mitt Romney sold you as a good guy, supports sodomite NAMBLA organizations. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but Mitch Romney sold you as a good guy. He made $71 million by stealing your money and giving it to a Nazi sodomite named Zelensky over in the Ukraine. John Korn, $41 million. Another one sold you as the good guy. Dan Crenshaw, this guy's a turncoat as well, sold to you as a freedom fighter, made $20 million off of stealing your money and giving it to a Nazi country and to a Nazi sodomite named Zelensky. Elizabeth Cheney, $77 million. She gets, this is her kickback from stealing $69.5 billion from the American people. You have Jamie Raskin, $38 million. Sodomite Mike Pence, he's a sodomite, friends. He made $61 million by stealing your money and giving it to a Nazi country, the Ukraine, to build up their military. Okay. His son, Greg Pence, I believe, made $17 million off of betraying the American people. Rick Scott sold to the American people, namely those in Florida, as the good guy. He made $63 million off of betraying his constituents. Hakeem Jeffries, sounds foreign. Well, he is. He made $74 million off of betraying the American people. Ilhan Omar, another betrayer. She's guilty of treason on so many fronts, as are these. She made $33 million off of stealing your money and giving it to a Nazi named Zelensky, sodomite. And Elizabeth Warren made $42 million. Can someone add those up? Thank you, Susan. One, yo, this is insane. I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities.
Oh my
goodness. Don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So that this nation may long endure, I urge you to follow in the hallowed footsteps of the great disobedience of history that freed exiles, founded Christianity, defeated tyrants, and yes, in the hands of an aroused rabble, in arms and a few great men, Charlton Heston. The brave man inattentive to his duty is worth little more to his country than the coward who deserts her in the hour of danger. President Thomas Jefferson.
Yep.
You know what? And again, the way that you make America great again is you bring justice upon the heads of the guilty. My friend Suzanne just told me that's $1,039,000,000 that was given to politicians that were rewarded for stealing money from you and laying on you and your children and your grandchildren, further enslaving your future generations while politicians were the ones that sold you out. This, again, is treason. And if you look at some of the responses on the right here, friends, Josh Dunlap, ULT, is the one that reported this. Alert, Ukrainian officials released the kickback numbers they gave U.S. politicians. This is treason. And if Donald Trump was here to make America great again, do you think that he would allow this to go on? A treason is treason, Article 3, Section 3. Again, and I'm not looking to him because I understand that he's a part of the game here. Matter of fact, if you look at the names on this list, many of them were sold to you as the good guys. So it shows you that, again, they're working together and what? Further enslaving America. You're being driven, friends, into debt. Your deficit is growing day by day by day by day by day. I can go second by second, minute by minute. That's how bad it is right now because of what you're allowing your politicians to do. Many people don't know that that's how the government of Machiavelli was destroyed, friends, is the people allowed the government, their representatives, to go without consequence when they violated the law. I want to show you something really quick here. It's coming to my aid, and it's the book of Proverbs. And I'm just thinking about when a king sitteth in judgment, he scattereth evil. But what happens when he doesn't? Well, you can go to I'll go over there in just a moment here. I just want to show you this first. I'm thinking of Psalm 12:8. But when you go over to Proverbs 28, it says, when a king, Article 6, Section 2, that's our king, Lord Jesus Christ. Article 6, Section 2 is the supremacy clause. Every representative started from the president to the halls of government to local municipalities, so on and so forth, and judges and officers. They all submit to this, and they're supposed to enforce the laws. Article 2, Section 3, it says, when a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment, he scatter away evil with his eyes. In other words, it's not going to be tolerated. But what happens when a people don't deal with it? Well, I can think of 100 scriptures right now just in the process, but I'm thinking of Psalm 12:8 right now so you can understand the truth of the matter. What does it say in Psalm 12:8? It says, the wicked walk about on every side when the vilest men are exhorted. Okay? Is that what's happening? Yes. Let me say it again. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. Where's the justice? This is what I continuously go back to. And it's what I'm going to keep zeroing in on. Because when I read the Word of God, it always comes back to the heart of God. Justice guards our liberties. Americans, you are the law. If you fail to keep the commandments and execute the law unto judgment, this is what you're going to get. They're enslaving you. They're enslaving your children. They're enslaving your grandchildren. Well, what are they doing? They're selling their souls. Now, there's going to be recompense to them one way or another, friends, but it doesn't have to wait until judgment day before we get there. But Americans, what is it that they have to do before the people actually deal with them? I'm going to show you one more thing, and then we're going to get right into it. Did you guys see this yet? This is going off on media platforms right now, and it's reels concerning how they pre-planned the whole pandemic, and they're going to do it again. Friends, they're already talking about it, and I'll bring you over to that in just a moment as well. But this is a woman holding a newspaper that she had kept from the year 2011. The paper contains an article by Bill Gates called Depopulation Through Compulsory Vaccination. Gates thinks it would be the most environmentally friendly solution. No one gave it much thought at the time. Well, hey, folks, I say that if he's right and he thinks it's the best idea, then he can go first. It has nothing to do with me. And just showing you what you're going headlong into right now, friends, things are not getting better. They're adding more scenarios, and they're creating more crisis, and I'm going to show you one of them in just a moment here. I wanted to let you know, too, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you'd like to call in to the BBS headquarters, that is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Here it is. So this is coming from TPV Sean, okay? The World Economic Forum declares U.S. elections, null and void, predicts black swan events will reset humanity in 2025. And their solution is to force the United States to bow down to the authority of the globalist agenda through a series of covert and calculated attacks to set and unfold in the coming year. Folks, all of this stuff has been pre-planned, and they're playing it out in real time. And a good portion of the people, especially, again, let me go back to the responsible party, the 86% that profess to be Christians in this country, for your own sake, stand up and do something about what's going on and make people aware of what's going on. And some people will say, what's going on? Here, let me show you this devil, Yuval Noah Harari. He's the guy that made that statement. That's a thing of the past. He's saying that your way of life, Americans, is a thing of the past. Am I saying this as the little boy that cried wolf? Nope. I played you the videos over and over. They're telling you exactly what they're doing. And then when it comes to pass, people pretend with them and act like it's a legitimate crisis when in fact they've already forecasted it. This man right here, I am telling you, everything about him is Nazi. You're starting to see these pictures now surface of all these globalists giving the Roman salute. For those that don't know where that came from, I just want to give you a real quick download. Adolf Hitler admired Benito Mussolini. the most narcissistical individual I've ever seen in all my life, besides Barack Obama and Donald Trump, ever in my life. Read Isaiah 14, you'll understand perfectly. But what's interesting is that's what he thought. Benito Mussolini thought he was a reincarnation and he was going to bring Rome back into existence. He was also the guy, by the way, that raised his hand towards heaven and said, "Of God, if you're there, strike me dead." And he was known to have done that three times. Did anybody see how he was killed, murdered? He was murdered by his own people after they figured out that he was the one, the responsible party concerning Benito as the one responsible for the destruction of their own country. Well, they caught Benito on the backside of the road, him, his administration, and his mistress. And what they did is the people got a hold of him. Listen to me, bad guys. And the people got a hold of him and they beat him and shot him to death. And then what they did is they took him and they hung him up in a square publicly so everybody could see what was going to happen to anybody that dared do it again. Matter of fact, let me see if I can't show you some images just so you can see for yourself as to what I'm talking about. They beat his head in, folks, to the point where he was unrecognizable. And some will say that that's really hard or really harsh, but I would ask you the question, how many people were murdered in the process of his criminal, tyrannical reign? Multiple millions of people. Well, just so you know, the salute came from him because he thought he was going to reestablish again that of Rome. And Adolf Hitler admired Benito Mussolini. Did you guys all know that? They admired him. And at the end of the day, it's really interesting that I'm pulling this up right now. And it's hard to find because they don't want you to see it. But I'm going to find it because I know I have it. And I have several videos of this. And you need to see it. Here it is right here. This is him on the block. This is him on the block right there.
On his, the 28th of April,
sorry, I can show you the video, but I'm not going to do that.
The execution of a powerful dictator changed the course of the Second World War and history.
Again, the people got a hold of him, and you can see it right on the right here where they got a hold of him. His mistress is hung upside down. He's hung upside down. After they brutally murdered him and disfigured his face, he was laying on the ground where people continuously beat him and his dead body to a bloody pulp. And again, it's too bad that the people had to wake up after the fact. They didn't want to hear it from any of those conspiracy theorists during that particular time until their family members and their countries were destroyed. But that's the history of a people that remained willfully blind, Jeremiah 5:21. So anyways, Adolf Hitler admired him. And he admired him so much that that's what he at end length did is he started copying Benito Mussolini and his salute. Well, we've seen Elon Musk do it. We're seeing a lot of these said elitists around Donald Trump guilty and found doing the same exact thing. And what we're really seeing, friends, for those that want to acknowledge the truth of the matter, because I know that some of you don't, the truth is, folks, you're beginning to see the Third Reich come back. And it's under the guise of what? Under the guise of the Fourth Reich or the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And that's all coming under Klaus Schwab. And this guy right here that I was just showing you, he's Klaus Schwab's right-hand man. Everything about this man is a Nazi. He's married to a man, and he is dictating what's going to happen to you and to me. And I want you to see this up and coming. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pulowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. I was looking for something here that I come upon concerning Klaus Schwab. I don't know that you're aware of the fact that Klaus Schwab's dad was a part of the Third Reich. So if you're trying to figure out why this vernacular is coming out of his pie hole in such a fashion, this madman Klaus Schwab, that should give you understanding as to why he's talking in such a fashion. Same thing with George Soros. Folks, they're all a part of the same plan, and they're all working together. Everybody knows who George Soros is. He admitted to his crimes on a 60-minute interview. We played that show. This is what's bewildering to me, is they tell you they're responsible for the crimes that are being committed, but the people still sit back and act like it's not really happening. How could that be the case? Oh, speaking of which, you guys all seen Alex Jones is now being called to the People's White House. That should explain to you why he's given so much support to none other than Donald Trump, just for the record. I just wanted to make sure you all understood what was going on, because anybody that's in front of you right now in such a fashion, and they're getting away with it and promoting and driving the same narrative of divide and conquer coming from the Mockingbird media, they're all a part of that whole club, friends. And by the way, Alex Jones, he has literally connections directly into the CIA through his dad. Again, I don't know why people don't see that. It's like it's not hard to get. It's not hard to figure out. And when you judge him by his fruit, you can see just that. And how people out there think that he's some freedom fighter, not saying he hasn't done some good things in the past, but it's pretty amazing the ignorance that follows it in what people are willing to go ahead and go along with. I want you to listen to this really carefully because this is something I ran up on the other day, and I want you to listen to it. It's about a book of Klaus Schwab, and it has everything to do with what we're talking about here. But Klaus Schwab, there's a book called The Third Reich, COVID-19 Holocaust. The book is written by Billy Crone, okay? This is the overview. Listen carefully and tell me if you see what's going on here. He said, what if I were to tell you that Hitler's Third Reich never went away? This is brand new information to me, okay? Not by the Holy Ghost, but by men. What if I were to inform you that all of the evil, dastardly, he said, things that the Nazis did to humanity back during World War II are exactly being repeated today on a much grander scale? And what if I were to disclose to you that all of the deceptive tactics that were used to dupe the German people the first time are actually being used on the world today with even more devastating and mesmerizing effects? Well, he said, believe it or not, all of this and much more, including another human holocaust, is not only happening, but it is well underway. Therefore, this book, Klaus Schwab, The Third Reich and the COVID-19 Holocaust, seeks to equip you with the historical evidence revealing of how this evil, Hitlerian plan of the ages is being thrust upon you and I, whether we want it or not, or even believe it or not. Here you will have to learn such scandalous historical parallels as Klaus Schwab and the Antichrist Kingdom, Klaus Schwab and the Nazis, Klaus Schwab his family, Klaus Schwab and the Third Reich, Klaus Schwab and the Hitler schemes, Klaus Schwab and the forced sterilization, folks, by the way, which is all in play through the Department of Health throughout the United States of America. Go ahead and check your state statute. I want to tell you something. They're driving that through administrative law. It's unconstitutional. It's null and void. But if they're going to use a totalitarian system of government to do it, that's where the forced sterilizations are going to come into play. And you see them trying to sell this to you right now. Billy goes on and says, Klaus Schwab and the murder for hire, Klaus Schwab and the death of freedom, Klaus Schwab and his defeat by God, of course, would have thought it's a relatively short amount of time the history would be repeating itself within the freedom and Klaus Schwab and his defeat again by God. Folks, this is exactly where we're at, and it's something that we're going to keep coming back to. And everybody, you know what I think is really important for everybody to understand? For those that say, Bradley, you just need to shut your mouth. Come on, let's talk about this now. You need to understand we have a three-day mindset in this country. On the fourth day, you're thinking about whatever they're throwing at you. What's everybody talking about today? They're talking about the airplane crash concerning the black helicopter that hit that plane, and it looked like it was purposed. We don't know what happened there, but the fact of the matter, it happened. And guess what they're highlighting? If it bleeds, it leads, right? So what are people thinking about? They're not thinking about anything other than what they're being distracted by. We have never done that. I have never done that. And I don't take guest on day after day, week after week, month after month, giving you more information when you already know that they're guilty of HE double hockey sticks. That's all I'm required to do by God, is to share the information, tell you this is what's happening. And friends, here I am again today telling you the same thing that I told you 4 years ago and 5 years ago and 6 years ago. There is a Germany Third Reich Nazi institution and replay repeating itself, being replayed on the American people who refuse to learn from that history. It's exactly what's underway. And again, you know, it's the thing that goes back right to, I want to go right to your heart for a moment, if you don't mind. And I want you to hear this. During World War II, they said that in America, there was not a household that did not lose some family member. There was not a household in America that did not feel loss from World War II. They were told that, by the way, Roosevelt told America before he was the president that our boys would never step foot on foreign soil. You all do know that, right? You all do realize that he lied to you again, just like every other president has, right? Well, how many of them died? 405,399 men fought, bled, and died fighting against a Hitler that was cast into their minds that was a threat to the world. Did you know that? Did you know what was going on at home, friends? At home, Prescott Bush, daddy of George Bush Sr., grandfather to George W. Bush, right? They were, guess what they were doing? Prescott Bush, as a senator, was illegally financing Hitler's war, fighting against our boys. After the war was over, friends, your government went through Operation Paperclip and took 1,800 Nazi criminals, and they brought them into America, gave them positions in agencies and government positions. They changed their names and identities, but that's who they were, and we all know it. Go and do your homework. Hey, Wikipedia, when they tell you the truth, when they blurt out the truth, you know something's got to be true, right? Because they're doing it in their confusion. That's what's been at play since World War II. And it all happened because World War I under League of Nations completely failed. They wanted to create the United Nations. That failed. They had to have another war. United Nations, what is your said representatives doing? They're taking your money and they're fueling that beast to overthrow you. Do you understand? This is why all of these Catherine Fitz was talking about it yesterday, about how they're having secrets now with America's finances. They're not divulging the information. So in other words, I want to put it into perspective. They're stealing your money. Then they're doing with your money behind closed doors what they were doing before when you could see what they were doing. I don't know why they're worried about it. It's not like the American people have enough courage today to actually stand up and do anything about it, right? I mean, isn't that what we're dealing with? Isn't that why they're doing what they're doing? Now, why do they have to go into hiding? I have no idea. But now they refuse to divulge that information to the American people concerning where our finances are going. You do understand that, again, I'm talking to you Americans, right? So this is what's being played out, just like I told you. Just like I told you. And this is why you're getting these sort of people that are telling the American people that you're animals. They're dictating from the WEF under Klaus Schwab that this is what you're going to do. Klaus Schwab is the guy, by the way, that Donald Trump said was doing a great job. And I'm going to show you during the next break, the video, so you can see the truth of the matter. Hey, folks, I want you to understand something. Those Donald Trump supporters, they have no idea what Donald intends to do concerning their fate. This is what has been going on in this country for a long, long time. I mean, folks, you guys knew in the 90s something was seriously wrong, at least for those that were awake during that period of time, because I was still in the rock and roll world, but I knew something was wrong. When you have a president saying over 200 times from the presidential bully pulpit, out of chaos, we have an opportunity to create a world order, a new world order. That's what Hitler was doing, people. That's what the Third Reich was all about. They're not hiding this anymore. Listen to this carefully. This is Yuval Noah Harari. We played this criminal's videos. He is a Nazi from the top of his devil's carnate head to his feet. He's married to a man. He is a sick-minded devil is what he is. John 8:44. Humans are now hackable animals. The whole idea that humans have this soul or spirit and nobody knows what's happening inside them and they have their free will. He said, listen to me carefully. He said this about you. He said this about all of you in America. He said this about all of you in foreign countries that are listening right now. Regardless if you want to face off with it or not, it's better for you to face off now than wait for it to happen. But I can tell you this right now, folks. This is a threat directly to you when he said it's all over for you. All of that election cycle and all this other stuff and the freedoms that you've always had, this devil is saying it's all over. That's over, said Yuval Noah Harari. You know what? I wonder if this guy knows anything about Sennacherib and Isaiah when it comes to the children of God. Apparently not. What are they doing? They're trying to do it all over again, friends. Here's the good news. The seed of the righteous is forever. 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 We'll be right back. I'm going to show you the video. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com. What I'm going to do here, friends, is I am going to get over to the videos, but I do want to give the show over to you. We got Joni calling from Georgia. Joni, go ahead and give it to us. We probably need to hear this. Go for it, girl.
Okay, what I'm going to say is beware of this Make America Healthy Again agenda. Government's got no business in your health care. Governor's got no business designating anything about your health. That is a personal responsibility.
That's right.
It's something we all have to take responsibility for. You're going to have to, as far as the you, general America, you're going to have to do your research. You're going to have to make it a point to educate yourself. Physicians aren't doing it anymore. Nurses aren't doing it anymore.
Yep.
The healthcare profession's not doing it anymore. And when it comes to what's going on, we said it a long time ago. It was said on Sons of Liberty Media, on the radio, on the website, that mRNA injection platforms are coming for everything. If they didn't get you the first round on the C-19, they're going to get you with something else.
Yeah.
So be mindful of it, because that's what they're pushing under health. take responsibility for your own health care and take responsibility for your health, because if you don't, they're going to do it for you.
That's
and
right.
You're not going to like the outcome.
Joni, I got a question for you. That's because it. I know that you're constitutionally minded.
Sure.
I'm curious, can you just share with our viewers and our listeners, where are they extracting $500 billion to create this Stargate to basically by force put a chip into your brain? Where are they actually extracting that constitutional authority from?
They don't have any.
That's right.
They have zip, zero.
That's
none.
Right.
None. It is not in the Constitution. And if you, and I think everybody needs to hear this, on the Ninth Amendment, that Ninth Amendment covers a lot of God-given, unalienable rights that weren't enumerated anywhere else, because rights are enumerable. You can't list them all. So if you can stand under that Ninth Amendment, then, you know, your right to informed consent, educate your children, direct the curricula of the school system, all of that is your rights. And you have to stand on those, and you have to exercise them, because if you don't exercise them, you are going to lose them.
Amen. Well, I appreciate the phone call as usual. And as always, folks, if you want to call in, please do. I'm going to show you these videos. 281-845-4704. Again, thank you for that call, Joni from Georgia. I just thought of something when Joni was talking. No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. They're, and what are they aiming for? The kids in public schools, indoctrinating them illegally, again, through the violation of the 10th Amendment, right? And how many times have I continuously told you, friends, this is Samuel Adams, the son of liberty. He also said, you got to demoralize the people. Who's doing all the demoralization? Well, you know, I can't blame those that are doing it, but I'll tell you what, our laws stand against it. And again, it goes back to the people in the church and our said representatives. They're supposed to enforce the law against the crimes of those that are perpetuating this immorality in the first place, because it's unlawful activity that's taking place in this country. I want to make another point here, and then I'm going to play these videos for you. The Ninth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, God-given rights, okay? The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. I just asked Joni where it is that the government has extracted this authority to steal $500 billion of your money so they can force chip the American people in this country. Read Revelation 13, 17. She said there isn't any. Of course there isn't any. And then when I read the Ninth Amendment here, friends, what begs the question is where are they getting their delegated authority from to steal our money again? We never gave it to them. So the question that you need to ask is, where are they getting that authority from? It's coming from a foreign power. Do you understand? I showed you at the beginning of the show today, friends, your said representative stealing your money and giving it to foreign countries. And I want to say this for the record. Zelensky is a Nazi. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They have been stealing our money and reallocating our money through treasonous actions, Article 3, Section 3, and giving that Nazi military arms. And I said this right off the get-go, and you can mark my words. All of these illegals coming into America that have been treasonously allured by your said representatives, we highlighted that yesterday. You better bet your bottom dollars, all of a sudden, these arms are going to be shown up in the hands of the illegals throughout the United States, and guess who they're going to be used against? And at that day, when you realize that what you've been hearing from this pulpit has been the truth since day one, don't tell me I didn't tell you. I love you enough to repeat it over and over again, and I'll tell you, if I feel like anybody, it's Jeremiah. And again, I'm not claiming to be anybody, but I can understand that guy and his frustration and what he went through trying to wake the people up. And isn't it interesting? They didn't want to listen to him concerning the Chaldeans and Nebuchadnezzar taking over the country. And then King Zedekiah, once he understood that that word was coming to pass, when he seen them on the horizon, he takes what? Jeremiah out of prison. And then he says and asks him privately, do you have anything for me from the Lord? And what did Jeremiah say to him? He said, yep, you're going to be taken by Nebuchadnezzar. You're going to be taken by the Babylonians. The Chaldeans are going to take you over. So it was still the same word from the beginning to the very end, because the people still refused to listen to the word of God. And what happened to those people? The Lord said they're going to be given to the sword. because they refused to take heed to my warnings. The Lord said over and over in his mercy that, listen, this is what I will do if you amend your ways before you and your brethren. Bring forth righteous judgment between you and your brother. Stand up for the fatherless and the widows. Stand up for the oppressed and right the wrongs, and then you will remain here. But they didn't do that. The Lord said, in other words, justice. I want my justice here. Isaiah 26, verse 9. And if you don't bring it, then judgment's coming. And they didn't want to listen all the way until judgment overtook them. And then the boot came down, and then it was too late. Okay? That's all I can do. I can't add to. I can't take away. And again, it's not exempting the bad guys in any sense of the word, folks. They're a part of what's going down as well. Let me get over to this because I highlighted this and I want you to see it again. This is this madman Schwab Claus calling forth a revolution, an industrial revolution, a fourth industrial revolution. Again, remember who he is, his background, and notice the people that are there who are a part of the WEF. Your said representatives are a part of this. They're students of the WEF. Donald Trump said he's been doing a great job. This doesn't get Trumpites off because Trump himself said it's for everyone. Hang on.
Not everybody is vaccinated.
Are you vaccinated, if I
yes.
may ask?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm very, very pro.
And then Satanist Elon Musk.
The science is unequivocal.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains and... I can
they are madmen.
Because you all will have implants.
Share this video.
Sensors planted into our brains.
Basically implanted in your skull. So, but it would be flush with your skull. So you basically take out a chunk of skull, replace, put the Neuralink device in there. You put the electrode, you'd insert the electrode threads very carefully into the brain.
It doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
It's a fusion of the physical, the digital, and the biological world. That's really
okay, so you're hearing from Claude Schwab, and you're hearing now from Elon Musk.
Biological intelligence and machine intelligence.
An effort for man.
This is why he's palling Donald Trump right now, people.
To beat machines, you basically have to merge with machines.
Most likely, yes.
As work is changing, is a universal basic income really a solution to this problem?
I think ultimately we will have to have some kind of universal basic income.
Creating climate change to pay for it.
Basic income is going to be necessary.
Decarbonization of the economy.
Where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating?
They want absolute control of your life, folks. Again, you think it's the unthinkable. It's exactly what they're doing.
Tracker.
Because it's the unthinkable.
Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
Okay, this is why they need to be lawfully held accountable now. Now.
Number eight.
Not later on. Let me show you Trumpites what you're in for because he's the one pushing it with your money.
We will finally complete the biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately.
Which we need desperately, he said.
For years, Congress has
con man Trump.
Biometric entry exit visa tracking systems, but it has never been completed. The politicians are all talk, no action.
So who's
never
pushing
happens.
It, people? All never of you happens. Trumpites, look
Hillary
carefully.
Clinton,
who's pushing
talk.
It? And every one of them,
action,
all the way up to the point
decision,
where we're at, have aided them in the process of getting to where we're at in the present.
We will ensure that the system is in place.
Just want to end the show so you can all see it for yourself who's pushing this, along with Klaus Schwab, the fourth industrial revolution, Satanist Elon Musk, and con man Donald Trump. Love you by what we do.